WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
app. News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump has weighed in on the Speaker of the House vacancy. He posts on social media that Jim Jordan, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, has his endorsement, saying he would be a great speaker. Meanwhile, there's new information as part of the investigation into classified materials in the former president. ABC's Jonathan Carl has details.
An Australian billionaire and member of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club has told special counsel Jack Smith's team that the former president told him potentially sensitive information about the capabilities of America's nuclear submarines. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News.
A Trump spokesman says that report lacks proper context. President Biden said he has no choice but to build an additional 20 miles of border wall. He said that's because the money was appropriated for that purpose. And Hall of Fame football player Dick Butkus, one of the faces of the NFL in the 1960s and 70s with the Chicago Bears, has died. He was 80. This is ABC News. Over 50 people were killed when a Russian missile struck a village in northeast Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burge has the latest from Kharkiv.
A horrific scene with bodies scattered on the ground in a village in northeastern Ukraine. A Russian missile killing more than 50 people, according to local officials. One of the deadliest attacks of the war. Russia targeting a memorial event for a dead Ukrainian soldier. But Ukraine saying all but one of the victims were civilians, including a six-year-old boy.
Back in the U.S., San Francisco paid tribute to the city's first female mayor.
Today, we honor the life, the legacy of Senator Dianne Feinstein.
The current mayor, London Breed, speaking at the memorial for Feinstein, who died a week ago at age 90 in Washington in her sixth term in the Senate. And a Southern California man was sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for groping a woman who was sitting next to him on a flight in 2020. Muhammad Ansari will also have to register as a sex offender. Brian Clark, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at wiscaregivercdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, as the announcer says, the greatest radio show ever.
It's true.
It was brought to our attention. You know, we make a bold boast, or at least the announcer does.
Yeah, well, you know, those announcers, what are they going to do?
As we come on the air each day, you may have heard the man say, the greatest radio show ever. And we were asked, you know, do you want to set the bar that high each and every day? And I said, well, you know, we're just not into false modesty.
Well, it's not really a high bar. It's just the competition just doesn't add up, man. You know, when you're the best of everyone else, it's just what it is, man. Welcome to the greatest radio show ever.
Because now we deal in facts and evidence here.
Yes, we do.
That is what we pride ourselves on. And, you know, great guests and good friends and occasionally a cold one. But today, Dom, let's start with facts and evidence. Let's lay out the case, because I don't think the Republicans are so good at this. Do you ever notice when it comes time to actually prove anything, not speak from their gut from emotion, but to lay out their argument with a rational, supported by evidence sort of thing?
I mean, empirically. Besides, like, you know, passing around Twitter memes.
Well, we know about the impeachment of Joe Biden, right? And we heard our own congressman.
Well, I know there's an inquiry in a committee that they claim is, you know, really going to eventually maybe get to an impeachment, but that's not really what it is. So, but yes, that committee hearing where they had a bunch of witnesses that did not have any facts to provide. In fact, Turley said there's nothing there.
There's no grounds for impeachment at this time.
But
maybe we'll discover some if we keep looking hard enough. But, you know, there's no there. There's smoke. There's innuendo, but there's no facts or evidence of wrongdoing by the current president, former vice president. I guess most of the allegations are really against his son, but it starts there, right? That's the national effort. While the government's on the precipice of shutting down, they're impeaching Joe Biden and ousting the Speaker of the House all at the same time. So that's their DC side.
That's their priority.
And then here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom, the Republicans have set their mind on impeaching the Wisconsin Election Commission administrator for a litany of false accusations. This is being PolitiFacted today at the Journal Sentinel, Tom, and I would love to share each and every case, the facts, the truth, the evidence. But this is like a 9-page article.
It's very long.
The Republican complaint, this supposed impeachment being rolled out by, well, let's get the facts right, John, Dom, if that is your real name, Janelle Branchon, who else? Who are the five Republican lawmakers? We name names. Janelle Branchon, Scott Allen of Waukesha, Elijah Bitteke of Oconto, Ty Bowden of Hilbert, and Chuck Wiggers of Muskego.
Come on, Chuck.
Chuck, you are on the front page so often now. Claims Wolf has directly, Wolf was directly responsible for decisions made by the elections commissioner and falsely ties her to debunked election lies. So they act like Megan Wolf is in charge when she's not. She's being directed by a bipartisan board. And they ignore those facts. I mean, like 9 pages worth of refutations here from the PolitiFact. So they're falling impeachment under what? False premise. And of course, it's Janelle Branchon. It's the woman that was running the what would you call it?
The elections committee.
Well, that's the polite way of saying it was sort of the propaganda division of the Republican Party on the assembly side, Dom. They're the ones to this day that think it was rigged and stolen from Donald Trump in the state of Wisconsin, and we should probably overturn the 2020 election.
To this day, the headline, PolitiFact, impeachment articles against Megan Wolf riddled with false and misleading claims. Tyler Katzenberger reporting, you mentioned the names, Curdy, a little bit more here. All 15 impeachment articles contain misleading or false claims about how elections administration works in Wisconsin.
I realize that they don't understand what they're talking about. In this case, the accusatory Republicans. But when all of your claims of misdeed and misconduct, when they're all predicated on lies, and you can't actually support any of it, all you got smoke and innuendo, I mean, that's not how the game is supposed to be played.
Since when, man? Ever since their orange god came around, that's all they have. They say, hey, well, Donald Trump was successful in spreading lies and misinformation. So, well, we lost the election. Let's continue along this road. And these are the same folks that actually believe Donald Trump. We saw a poll not so long ago. Who do you trust the most, right, of Republican voters? And Donald Trump. Above the media, above other Republican talking heads, above everything else. Donald Trump, above friends and family.
Clergy.
And God. Religion. It is like 70-some percent believe the words of Donald J. Trump. I mean.
Well, I'm just talking about the specific cases that they're laying out in the public currently, all predicated on lies. It's a house of cards, be it the Biden impeachment, the Megan Wolf impeachment effort, or this newest effort against our friend of the devil's advocates, Dr. Kristen Lierley. And Dr. Lierley, she helped fill in your absence a week ago Thursday when I was up at WGBW in Green Bay. She filled in for you. She is an OBGYN, and she's something of a prominent female speaking out against the abortion ban. She's been doing so since the Dobbs ruling. She's also going to be a fine guest on this show, Dom. 432-day Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. And in the happier 5 o'clock happy hour, we've got Bill Press, pundit, podcaster, friend of the devil's advocates.
Can't wait to hear what Bill has to say about McCarthy.
We promised you the greatest radio show ever. We are delivering in real time.
That's what happens.
So, Dr. Lierley, but here's the newest time. Pro-Life Wisconsin files complaints with licensing agency against doctors resuming abortions. Well, we knew these would be coming, right? Planned Parenthood said very recently they're going to continue predicated on a judge's ruling, not specifically on the validity of abortion, but the judge laid out there is no 1849 abortion ban here in the state of Wisconsin. And Planned Parenthood, after deliberate thought, they have decided they're going to resume reproductive services. And in fact, they have done so. In one of the prominent OBGYNs here in the state of Wisconsin, our friend Dr. Kristen Lierley has said, I am willing and able to perform these services. So she was hammered with a complaint on September 28th. And she's going to join us and talk more about this complaint, Dom. But here's the problem. She has not actually performed any services in the state of Wisconsin since Dobbs came.
Don't let some facts get in the way of your innuendo and your complaint against the licensing board. I mean, why would you start now? You just went off a list. We could get more of how these Republicans are acting. They don't get their way, and they put up all this false information. Why would they care, man? I don't believe that they're in the business of being accurate. They're in the business of ginning up their base.
Well, Dominic, at the Journal Sentinel, some of the reporting thereof, again, we'll have our source, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, at 4:30, about 15 minutes from now. But reached by phone, according to the Journal Sentinel's reporting, pro-life Wisconsin State Director Dan Miller told the Journal Sentinel he filed complaints against Dr. Lyerly, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and the organization's medical director, Dr. Kathy King. He said he did so after calling the Dane and Milwaukee County Sheriff's Offices and Madison and Milwaukee Police Departments to no avail. To no avail. No one's going to go arrest these people because I tell them to.
I want them arrested. Why won't you do what I tell you?
Here's the guy who has filed a completely erroneous complaint against our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We'll give him his moment here, Dom. Here's his statement. We just felt we had no other course of action other than to go after the doctors that are actually doing it, says Miller, ironically, in that the complaint is specifically filed against a doctor who has not actually done any of these procedures. But I read on. They're publicly flouting the law. They're breaking the law. So if nobody else will try to enforce the law, maybe the medical examining board will enforce the state's 1849 abortion ban. I'm sure all of the doctors have medical malpractice insurance. I'm sure all of those medical malpractice insurance carriers would love to find out whether their doctors are actually following the law. Sort of threatening, at least when I read it. Miller filed the complaints after Pro-Life Wisconsin, Wisconsin Right to Life, and the Wisconsin Family Action held a news conference at the state capitol last week, calling on Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Osan and Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm to prosecute doctors who provide abortions. Both have said they will not. Here's another quote, Tom. We will not tolerate hostile, targeted political interference that harms our patients and their families and prevents physicians from providing essential life-saving health care, Kristen Lyerly said. I am beyond ready to provide the full spectrum of reproductive health care, including abortions, for my fellow Wisconsinites. Now, that is her statement, Tom. But this is not about statement. It's about action.
She told the Journal Sentinel Curdy she hasn't yet started practicing in Wisconsin again. And she indicated in a Washington Post report that she would be willing to do so immediately following Planned Parenthood's announcement last month. My patients tell me their stories, and I see their bravery day in and day out. If I can show a fraction of their courage by continuing to fight for our rights as women to control our bodies and against baseless attacks on me personally, it is time well spent. Another note here, Crudy, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, apparently Lyerly has been floated as a potential challenger to U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher.
No official announcements yet.
Nothing yet, but maybe that's why they're trying to continually cast shade, but she didn't do the abortions.
Dane County Circuit Judge Diane Shipler said in a recent case, there is no such thing as the 1849 abortion ban in Wisconsin. A physician who performs a consensual medical abortion commits a crime only after the fetus or unborn child reaches viability. She doesn't believe the abortion ban is in effect. Now we'll get to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us soon. You can join us now, 844-967-2789.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the wild west of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 47. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 56. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 41. Temperatures below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 50s. Another look at the short range, 47 overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Bicycle, the Devil's bicycle, Advocates. Sausage bicycle, making never looked so good.
And we're back on the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dom, there is some breaking news of sort here at the Journal Sentinel. Hope Carnop reporting Republicans are going to shut down the World Naked Bike Ride events in Wisconsin. Why are they against bicycles, Dom?
Because, man, they love burning the gas, baby. Roads to drive.
I don't think it's actually opposition to bikes. Maybe I'm being hyperbolic here.
Oh, maybe.
Let me ask a different question.
All right.
Why are they opposed the state Republicans? Why are they opposed to naked? Aren't we born that way? I know I was.
Born that way. That's the way we're born. Why, God? I don't know what to tell you, man. Why are Republicans so uptight? You want me to answer that question? Man, there's a whole list of reasons I could throw out there, but I really don't know.
You have been, in our 30-plus year friendship, Dom, you have been one of the more naked people I've known. Like, really, you're a big naked guy. You like, you know, nature, let's just say.
Clothes are cumbersome, man. You know, they're restricting. No, I like to be naked. I sleep naked. You know, if I don't have anyone around the house, I walk around naked. You know, I had to temper that a little bit with my kids. My kids, yeah, hey, I'm an adult. It's my house. I walk around naked in my house if I want. But of course, if the kids' friends are over, that's a little weird. You know, I can't do that. So I have to, you know, have to throw on a robe or a pair of shorts or something. I don't want to do that. I'm just going to walk out of my room and go get a glass of water or something. I got to get dressed to do that in my own home. What is this craziness, man?
You know, I've often criticized you because you go out in life wearing flip-flops constantly. And I've always said flip-flops, the shoes that prepare you for nothing that life could throw at you.
Oh, and you're so wrong always, Crudy. What the flip-flops allow is maximum efficiency from clothed to nakedness. Boom, boom.
And that's an excellent point. Let's jump into this reporting. Republican lawmakers are attempting to shut down the World Naked Bike Ride events in Wisconsin after local police and prosecutors determined a young girl photographed participation in the Madison Ride this summer did not violate any laws. A Senate committee held a public hearing Thursday for two bills aimed at changing how police would prosecute displays of nudity in public and prevent taking photos of nude children. The proposals have gained the support of about 20 Republicans. Shockingly, Dom, no Democrats. We're a more, you know, naked party, Democrats. It's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke, said Senate President Chris Kapinga. I think that's exactly how I perceive Kapinga. Kind of a joke, but sadly, in that he's the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, He's the Senate president. He's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke. It's not funny. Oh, he's from Delafield, and he authored these fine bills, Tom. This is a pretty serious situation, especially in today's society. One bill would eliminate the language in state law that exposing genitals publicly and indecently constitutes a Class A misdemeanor, which carries a $10,000 fine, 9 months in prison, or both. The statute would instead apply to intentional exposure in public. Both proposals would include exceptions for breastfeeding in public. It's nice to know that they make that exception, Dom. That's more exceptions than they make in the 1849 abortion ban.
Well, if you're going to talk about that, then how about allowing women? Women, if men can walk around and show their breasts, go shirtless, shouldn't women be allowed the same exact right?
Well, that would be different than genitals, presumably. But let me ask you, has there been a big issue historically with someone inadvertently exposing their genitals to public view? Because why the distinction for intentional exposure?
Well, because they're taking away publicly and indecently and is replacing that with intentional. They're making it more restrictive because, as it's read, there was no crime committed. They want, for some reason, they want this to be a crime. The Republicans want to make nudity a crime.
Dominic, the other would prohibit people from allowing minors to attend an event at which a group of adult participants intentionally expose their genitals, buttocks, or other intimate parts in a public area. It would also prohibit taking pictures of nude children in public unless the purpose of reporting it to law enforcement within a day. Children have always been allowed to participate if they want, if they are with a parent or legal guardian, according to Peter Keeney, the organizer of the Madison event. He doubted whether the changes would result in the event being shut down, noting district attorneys have not enforced other laws like the state's 1849 abortion ban. And Democratic Governor Tony Evers said, "It's probably not a really good idea for children to participate in the event," and he'd take a look at the proposals. Here's one more quote, Dom. "I think we need to keep things from boiling over into litigating and legislating things that frankly don't need to," Evers said Thursday after touring a childcare center. "It happened once. Do we need to legislate against that? It seems like there's more important things for people to legislate about."
Courtney Sutter, LaTanya Johnson brought up concerts that the changes could mean parents would not be allowed to take their children to a Beyonce concert, for example, where dancers may show their buttocks on stage. The legislator's nonpartisan attorney said a court could interpret the law narrowly and not criminalize the parents. "There are a lot of concert venues in my district," Johnson said. "It's a concern for those parents that will take their children there that can potentially be illegal. And it also affects the revenue that's coming in the state from ticket sales, concession purchases, the whole nine yards." Kapinga responded, "I highly doubt that Beyonce would not come because she can't expose her crack. A strip of cloth from Joanne's Fabric cost about 37 cents. So if they got to buy 100 strips of cloth to cover their butt crack, I'm okay with that."
Wait. But this is the standard butt crack exposure. This is what Kapinga takes such great issue with. Because I got to tell you what, I know there's going to be at least a whole plumbers union full of nervous guys. What about
them? I thought they were a party of the working man. Come on.
They'll never be able to make another home visit in their life because there might be children present and they've exposed their butt crack, Dom. And the children will never be the same.
It's now in the official record from Kapinga. Butt crack. Thank you, Senator. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
Senator Buttcrack to you.
But there's more. There's more. And you got to hear it on the other side. We'll be right back.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump has weighed in on the Speaker of the House vacancy. He posts on social media that Jim Jordan, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, has his endorsement, saying he would be a great speaker. Meanwhile, there's new information as part of the investigation into classified materials in the former president. ABC's Jonathan Carl has details.
An Australian billionaire and member of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club has told special counsel Jack Smith's team that the former president told him potentially sensitive information about the capabilities of America's nuclear submarines. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News.
A Trump spokesman says that report lacks proper context. President Biden said he has no choice but to build an additional 20 miles of border wall. He said that's because the money was appropriated for that purpose. And Hall of Fame football player Dick Butkus, one of the faces of the NFL in the 1960s and 70s with the Chicago Bears, has died. He was 80. This is ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you, have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do, or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well, and I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't gonna call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in his face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Don't be so quick to walk away. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve up in here. Greatest radio show ever? Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. But I got to tell you, Dom, I never envisioned the day where state law would set a standard that I could not see a butt crack in the state of Wisconsin under threat of criminal penalty. You got to go down to Joann Fabrics and get a strip and cover that butt crack. Or perhaps our friend Jeff sent me a little picture. Crack spackle. What if they spackle the crack?
Let's talk about the crack for just a moment. I mean, this is
the again, butt crack.
Senator Kapinga.
Yes.
Right. So
that's his new moniker, butt crack.
Butt crack. That's what it is. I mean, he's the one that brought it up, right? They want to expose their genital, something concerned about people exposing their genitals, buttocks, or intimate parts. LaTanya Johnson brought up a Beyonce concert. You know, there might be some butts there. And of course, he comes back with butt cracks and Joanne Fabrics and cover up the butt crack. So my question is, well, is it the entirety of the butt crack? Is it, you know how they used to measure the bathing suits? Is someone going to come and say, well, you know, the first inch is okay, you know, because little pants come down a little bit, you know, doing a little plumbing action? Or is it going to be like all the way down to the bottom, to the end of the butt crack? Because, of course, the butt crack does
end. How much butt crack exposure is too much butt crack exposure?
And everyone's body's different, man. You know, everyone's got a different...
I am not blessed with the bootylicious butt. No, it is occasionally difficult for me to keep the britches all the way up in full mast, you know?
You know what I'm saying? So then, yeah, and that would be different, man. You might be more susceptible than someone with a perhaps rounder, fuller buttocks.
You know when I'm most susceptible to exposing my butt crack? Usually trying to walk out of the market, you know, like if I come out of the store, because my arms are full. I'm holding the groceries, and then my pants start sliding out a little bit as I walk. Don't follow me at the pick and save. There's liable to be a criminal offense. I'm just saying.
Let's hear a little bit more about the great ideas from the Republicans solving all the problems. Hope Carnap at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I will continue in a memo sent to lawmakers seeking co-sponsorship. You know, the anti-butt crack coalition. Kapinga and Rep. Cindy Duco described their Child Protection Act as a response to a girl, a singular girl's, and I would add in there, with permission and accompanied by their adult parents, participation in Madison's World Naked Bike Race earlier this summer. Madison police had cited participants in the past, but new city leadership seems to have looked the other way, they wrote. These bills will help give all municipalities clarity in the law and affirm that exposing yourself in public is illegal. And furthermore, subjecting kids to this indecent and inappropriate display will also not be tolerated. The human body. You know what I mean? These are the same people that think the Statue of David is porn. I sent Crudy a picture. The City Hall here in Milwaukee. It's got like little statues.
I am quite offended. Tell the people, you know, don't be too titillating because there's nakedness on the City Hall. It's a full Brett Favre junk exposure there, Dom.
Yes, it is. A building from 1895, and it still stands, Republicans. Are you going to go around all the state and city historic buildings and tear those down? Do you have the right? No, it gets worse. Let me get to it, because you don't even know why I'm so mad yet. The Madison Police Department received multiple complaints, including from conservative Dane County Supervisor Jeff Weigland, alleging a girl believed to be about 10 years old rode in the June event. A photo posted to Facebook by the organizer of Milwaukee's event showed the girl facing away from the camera, riding a bike, nude, with her buttocks visible. The department's special victim unit reviewed the photo, but determined Wisconsin statutes on possession of child pornography did not apply because the photo was not sexual in nature. No, she's riding a bike. Police also determined the statute relating to exposing a child to harmful material or narrations did not apply. Police also used their discretion not to cite participants under the local public indecency ordinance. Madison City Attorney Michael Haas previously explained court decisions interpreting indecent, quote unquote, leave room for judgment about whether the conduct offends a community sense of decency, he said. A community sense of decency. So I guess it depends on what kind of community you're riding around in, right, Kapinga?
Well, he's out there in Delafield. They're squares, apparently, but here in Madison, a little more temperate of the butt crack.
Even if the bills are enacted, law enforcement and prosecutors could still determine whether the conduct warrants prosecution under state criminal laws or local ordinances. The State Department of Justice also confirmed it was never involved in investigating the incident. This is more. You want to jump on the screen or should I just continue on?
Keep going. I'll backtrack and find where you're at.
Two Republican U.S. representatives, Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, yes, those guys, asked the Federal Department of Justice in July to investigate the incident in a September congressional. Now, don't worry about January 6th. There were no butt cracks there. Just, you know, the overthrow of the government. But, oh, my goodness, there's some people having fun, and the Republicans got to come in and try to squash that.
Well, Dom.
Come to the National World Bike Ride. We'll be wild.
It's ironic that both Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, newly elected to Congress, on the same ballot they objected to the outcome of their own state's election on. They were those guys, weren't they? Specifically, they were Tiffany guys, and Fitzgerald.
All Republicans. I mean, all those Republicans won in the same ballot they claimed Biden cheated on. Members of nudist organizations and a UW expert in interpreting statutes told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the state laws relating to nudity and exploitation of minors did not apply because the event is not sexual in nature. Organizers say the event is instead a celebration of body positivity and a protest against oil dependence.
Wait. Can I do the next one, Dom? I feel like I'm due a good quote.
Okay,
here.
Man. All right.
Okay. This one's mine. I'm going to quote this Wiegand. Now, he's the only other person besides Buttcrack Kapinga to testify Thursday. And here's what he said. Proponents of this bike ride have stated that they believe this is about their freedom to protest. I would ask them, what about my freedom? What about my freedom to walk around, walk down the street, and not be assaulted by nudity?
Assaulted by nudity?
What happens if this guy's walking in the bathroom and catches a glimpse of himself in the mirror? Does he shame himself?
I mean, assaulted by nudity. Assaulted by nudity. I mean, I can't even get... I mean, really? Really? You know, you're right. Why? Let's just walk backwards. Let's think about how the Republicans, how conservatives have been. Remember the days when you used to be assaulted by, you know, a woman showing their shoulders? Remember those days? Or the days you used to be assaulted by...
Well, if it's Michelle Obama...
Not wearing pantyhose, or a woman wearing open-toed shoes. Remember being assaulted by the elbows and the knees and the thighs and the calves? Remember all the times that Republicans over the course of history have been assaulted by these things? I mean, really, man? Are you kidding me? And is this religious base? Is this body shame base? What is the basis for this? Assaulted by nudity?
Well, if you look at Kapinga's educational record, Dom, he's one of the churchy sort of guys. He went to Calvin University for his undergrad degree. So, anyways,
these are the same Republicans.
God opposes nudity. That's why he makes you fully dressed when you're born.
That make women. Second-class citizens. These same Republicans today. What's the 1849 abortion law, right? These same Republicans. These same Republicans that think it's fine for a man to go shirtless, but if a woman does it, she's got to get arrested. These are the same Republicans. I mean, what year is this, man? Get over yourself. It's not a big deal. It's a bike ride. It's a little protest. It's a little having fun. It's not a freaking orgy, man. It's not the Matt Gaetz party, man. These are people driving around town on their bikes, having fun. There's no assault by nudity. I mean, if that's what I don't even know what the man looks like, but I'm pretty sure I feel like I'm assaulted by his looks, by his mannerisms. But you know what? Life's a bitch. You got freedoms, you got rights. I'm not going to outlaw your face because I don't like it.
Could we do that?
I mean, no, we can't. Okay. That'd be bad.
In a statement, local event organizers said the assumption is the bills are designed to prevent some further harm to the people of Wisconsin, but there is no hint as to what may have been done.
You have to infer the harm, Crudy.
In the entire history of Wisconsin, there has never been a state or federal law protecting anyone, regardless of age, gender, or anything else, from the sight of a human body. If there were important and indeed necessary, it would have been done long ago.
All the Republicans will do it now because they got nothing else to do. No other priorities in the state of Wisconsin. One minor with their parents on a bike ride in the community of Madison who obviously think it's fun and have no problem with it, except for, you know, the people coming in like Kapinga want to make an issue out of it. I tell you what, man, I didn't make it this year because I was actually at a bike race, not a real bike ride, you know, like a bike race. People, I'm going fast, going around the corner, trying to win money, you know, bicycle races. But I'm kind of thinking like maybe we need to step up on this one, Crudy. You know, Jeff Scott Olson, we talked about, you know, what's the next thing to fall? And nudity, man, he's all about it. We already got JSO in our corner.
So what you're talking about is going full Monty.
Full Monty, yep. Yep.
Buttcrack exposed to God and Chris Kapinga. And what if you're arrested, Dom? There's a chance your butt crack would continue to be exposed and your your junk would be flapping in the breeze there.
Oh no.
And someone like this Wiegand guy might be assaulted by your nudity. which I must say, I've seen you naked many times. A little discomforting, but never assaulting. You know, if you warned me it was coming, you know, if it wasn't just at a dinner table at a bar sometimes.
Oh, come on.
844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to our fair audience. If we can, I'll get there. Jim from Madison, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Well, who defines where nudity starts? So if I put on a jock strap and cover my crack up with duct tape, am I legal to walk down the street?
It would seem yes. As long as you've got a 37-cent strip of fabric between your cheeks.
From Joann Fabrics, yep.
You've got her covered by the Kapinga standard.
But, all right, and then I think Kapinga needs to go back to the Middle Ages with Pope Pius and cover all the statues and cut off their pallywhackers like they did in the Vatican. So, you know, that's where he needs to be.
Do you think he's ever been to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert? You know, no. Those guys wear like a single sock on stage sometimes, you know, theatrically speaking. But, you know, their buttocks are sometimes exposed to the audience.
No, say it ain't so.
There's some nudity adjacentness going on there, Jim. He would not enjoy that show, this Kapinga.
Would he go to Hooters? Would he be offended by going to Hooters?
Oh, he probably takes his kids there every holiday, I would suspect.
Well, only for like Thanksgiving and the important holidays.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks, Jim. It's important work here, you know, making sure that no one exposes their butt crack to Chris Kapinga.
Tight can you possibly be, man?
You know, I think there's a better scheme here, Dom. You know, something about mooning Kapinga wherever he goes, showing him my butt cracks. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much for bringing this up, because I was watching a hearing where they were questioning, you know, our Attorney General Merrick regarding, you know, different things that the House was. And I think it was Tiffany, but
whining about Nancy for sure. The non-response from the U.S. Attorney General to his concerns about a naked bike ride in Madison, which is not his district.
Yes, I saw that and I thought, what the, you know, what is the matter with that guy bringing that up at the federal level about what's going on in the state? I mean, I thought, oh, is he trying to get some federal response to have somebody arrested in Madison by the federal government? God, they're nuts. Thanks for bringing this up, guys. This gives me some clarification. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Make sure you keep your crack covered, Jeannie. All the butt cracks must be covered. You know, 37-cent piece of fabric from Joann Fabric, that's all it really takes. You know, I think we could craft some Kapinga outfits. Halloween, right around the corner, Don. I think we got to go visit the Senate. What's his job? President? President
some chaps.
Beavis and Butt Crack? That guy, Kapinga?
Terrible.
He was the very first person I ever spoke coarsely of on the radio. At that time, I called him a D-bag. And I regretted it mildly. And you asked me, as Jesse Appoint said, you know, any regrets? I said, call him Kapinga D-bag. And he said to me, well, is he a D-bag? And I said, big time. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training. And the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork,
accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 47 overnight under mainly clear skies. Westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 56. Cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 41. Temperatures below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 50s. Another look at the short range. We should dip down to around 47 overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Wondering what you think on this topic of conversation. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you, by example, are a little pro butt crack exposure. Senator Chris Kapinga against the butt crack. Very, very offended by the butt crack. Nudity in all its forms really bothers the man. I'm not quite sure why. Why are you so offended?
Why? I mean, again, the religion thing. What else, man? Right? We looked briefly at his background. Very, very religious upbringing, religious high school, I believe, religious college, I believe. Well, I mean, for some reason, perhaps what his religious teachings told him that, you know, nudity is bad, that human nature is bad. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why. Why does anybody care, man? Why can men take off their shirt and women can't? These are very basic, and I still don't hear an answer. And if they're going to go down this road and perhaps bring up, breastfeeding's okay. Well, okay. Why then? Why not just, you know, like hanging out in the sun, like Crudy with his shirt off or me with my shirt off? Why is it any different? Tell me why. Ooh.
You know, it's been a glorious, glorious summer, Dom. I must confess, I've taken my shirt off more than most summers historically since I was younger and in better shape, you know, sort of the remoteness of the cabin.
But yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, being comfortable in your own skin, being comfortable with your body, man, you know, I'm not the statue of Michael over here, man, but I enjoy having my shirt off. I enjoy not being constricted by clothes. I mean, hey, I don't want to sit on a dirty park bench naked, but it doesn't matter. It's about being comfortable with who you are. And apparently these cats are not comfortable with who they are.
Do you work out?
Bro, does it show? Can you tell I did legs yesterday?
Are you married?
Happily for 19 years. Thank you.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. You're probably naked right now, aren't you, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, in the garage. I just got one question. What are plumbers to do?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Seriously, the plumber's Nord. I mean, are they going to, is that next? This is unbelievable with all the stuff going on in the state, and that's what they have time for.
I got to tell you, I've seen some plumber's cracks that have been a little traumatizing.
Well, that might be, but they're after them too. And whoever called about the duct tape, I guess maybe they're going to have that on hand. You know, to even
or a butt, as the case may be here, Dick.
Yeah.
You're going to be have to be careful with your moniker.
If you make a residential call as a plumber, you better be really, you know, suspenders better be on that day.
That should be a mandate anyways, don't you think? Part of the apprenticeship program, you get your union suspenders just to keep them up.
Listen, buyer beware, Dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm about free market capitalism. If you don't like the butt crack, you know, maybe you lose some business, but that's up to them, Dick.
Some see it as a buying feature.
They certainly, there was a plumber in Madison that had a picture of a toilet, a guy sitting on a toilet so that when he was sitting in the driver's seat of his truck, he looked like he was sitting on the toilet. They'd probably have a real issue with that, too.
Depends on whether or not his
unbelievable
buttocks are exposed, Dick. Dick, go put some clothes on, fella. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy, Bob? How you doing, man?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. Hey, boys. How are you?
Good.
Good, man.
Okay. You're missing a wonderful, wonderful marketing opportunity.
What is that, Bob?
Make bumper stickers.
What's that?
Make bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers to cover to the crack to eliminate
that's just about the right size. That's just about the right size, ain't it?
I think we should all like write messages on our left cheek, our right cheek, and then put a thin strip of fabric and then go moon Kapinga at a committee hearing, you know, but that'd we would meet the standard of decency in that case. And whatever we were thinking of Kapinga, we could expose to him as long as our cracks are covered. Yeah, I'm down. You got to come up. Who's your Bob? Join me for a little booning of the, Senate president.
That'd be bad. Well, it's a little hard in a wheelchair.
We would make accommodations, Bob. We would work it out.
But yeah, you could put WMDX on the bumper stickers. It'd be wonderful.
I like how you think, Bob. You know, someone gave me, thank you for listening, sir. Someone gave me a similar suggestion when I wanted to burn it all down on the Fox News, Dom. Now, I chose a differing route by calling out their lack of January 6th live coverage in a profane way. That's what got me banned. But it had been suggested, I think it was our old pal Rick that said, you know, left cheek Fox and on the right cheek fills the void.
844-967-2789. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, they was in Genesis. They were naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. I mean, that's from the Bible.
Yeah, so, but then the snake talked her into eating the apple or something, right? And then it all got a little twisted.
But these people don't feel ashamed with their nudity, so that's the whole point. I mean, and why should they feel ashamed? I mean, and for God's sakes, when I was in high school, wearing the Speedo they issued me in high school, it essentially could have been painted on me and exposed enough there when you know you get up out of the pool wet. I mean, it just
it's not a whole lot. Slow down, Mark. I'm getting visuals I don't need. I mean, we can use our imaginations, but yeah, I mean, Dom and his banana strap too. That thing's a little scary. Dom's got a yellow Speedo. He's been photographed in occasionally, mostly for, you know, holidays and such.
I went to a wedding down in Key West and the bride, cause everyone knows I'm pretty much the naked guy. Right. So I got this, you got me this little,
your reputation precedes.
Speedo. Right. Right. Cause I'll wear it. Cause it's funny. Cause who cares, man? You know what I'm saying? People, get over yourselves. Let's have a good time. Republicans, find something else to do.
Well, Dom, it's not that I mind your lack of modesty. Just more time in the gym, fella. More time in the gym.
Come on, man. I'll work out tomorrow, I swear.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'll join you there. Yeah. Come back. We're not done yet. The happier happy hour is getting better up in here. We'll turn our attention to the speakerless house. The former president of the United States, or of your phone calls, of course, 844-967-2789. I was thinking Naked and Afraid. You think Kapinga ever watches that show? Would that make him fearful? Would he have to cover his eyes?
People are naked. They try to survive out in the wild.
There's some naked dating show going on now, too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Naked's a thing, apparently. Not for Republicans. No naked for you. And lights off, missionary only.
And don't enjoy it. I'm sure Mrs. Kapinga does not. Come back. More devils.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace,
You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media News app.